National Broadcasting Company takes pleasure in presenting another Stan Kenton concert in miniature, direct from the Non-Commissioned Officers Club, Bowling Field Air Force Base, Washington, D.C. We're sure you'll find this modern design and music refreshing. Now here's modern America's man of music, your conductor, Stan Kenton.
Well, that was a rather quick cue. You people, you know that we rehearsed that before we went on the air, and it wasn't done quite like we had it planned, so do you mind, Everett, if we go on the air again, please? Let's have it right. Mac, would you finish the last few words there?
Well, I'd be delighted,
Wait till we start the drum
okay.
roll. We're sure you'll find this modern design and music refreshing. Now here's modern America's man of music, your conductor, Stan Kenton.
Well, thank you. That'll do for the opening this evening, this evening's concert in miniature. We hope that you people that are here in the room enjoy what is about to take place. I might explain to you people listening in that they've been wonderful. We asked them to return to their tables, and all of them returned to the tables, and some we found preferred another spot to their table. They're sitting on the floor right in front of the orchestra here. You know, for the opening number this evening on the concert miniature, we're going to do a rather experimental thing. Those of us that have been in the field of jazz for some time, it's not a new thing to mention a head arrangement or what we call an ear arrangement. It's something that generally starts from scratch with a beat, builds idea upon idea until finally it's completed. It sounds rather like an arrangement that had been orchestrated ahead of time. We'd like to experiment this evening. I haven't explained to the orchestras yet what is about to take place, so if you people will listen while I explain to the orchestra, it'll probably serve as an introduction for the whole thing. We'd like to take the chord progression to Bill's Blues, fellows. We want to start it off with a beat that probably Stan Levy will establish at the drums. And after one chorus of drums and bass, Sal Salvador guitar, we expect you to come in and play possibly would be two expressions, two chords, or rather two choruses. Play more than two chords, though, because it would be rather monotonous. Then we'll be followed by the guitar solo, by a trumpet solo, by Connie Condoli. You fellas can feel backgrounds, if you wish, add as you go. Following Connie Condoli, Vinny Dean is going to play alto saxophone. We'll take about three laps with Vinny, and of course then we'll move to the trombone of Frank Rossellino. By that time, we hope that you fellas in the trumpet section have been thinking of different riffs and melodies that we can kind of get together and build up into one exciting finish. Did you guys hear me? I said one exciting finish. Okay, here's the head arrangement that we'll attempt to improvise right here on the spot. Stan, have you got a beat? Bags? Okay, Sal. Okay, Connie. Thank you. so much for the moment of what we might call improvised orchestration, something done spontaneously at the moment. I think that I could say possibly it's something it's not the most progressive in nature. But anyway, it had a lot of spirit. We want to move to something now that has been figured out ahead of time, something that's premeditated in a sense. It has to do with the composition of Bill Russo's. Bill, would you step over a moment? I know that you have said many things about this next composition here, the one that you call Ennui. Is there anything you care to say about it at the moment?
Well, not really. I'm just very anxious to play it.
Are you? Well, let's give a downbeat. Bill Russo playing a trombone solo, his own composition here, the thing called Ennui. Bill Russo, a trombone, a composition called Ennui, something that was featured last year on the concert tour, the orchestra that is known as the Innovations in Modern Music Group. Right now, here's a number that comes out of, we'll say, the Kenton Standard catalog, possibly somewhere in about the middle era of the artistry and rhythm days. I think it starts out with Don Bagley at the bass, trombone solo, a tenor saxophone solo, ends up in a big flurry of triplets with brass sounds. Here's artistry and percussion, or rather, not artistry, percussion. Artist in bolero bags, excuse me, it's a bass. Mm-hmm. Huddersfield Bolero, Don Bagley played bass, tenor saxophone Bill Holman, trombone Frank Rosslady, first trumpet Buddy Childers. You know, I think if we had a survey across the country among all the people that follow our music and we said, what is your favorite melody that the orchestra has ever created? Easily way out ahead, shoulders above all the rest, would be this next melody. We've played it many times and we thought we'd like to present it once more because of, we'll say, popular demand. Here's a rather informal version of the theme song, Artistry and Rhythm. More of a theme, Artistry and Rhythm. A little tune rhythm, a little swing, a little dramatic brass work. Here's a number that was designed more or less to describe things through massive brass sounds. Saxophone color mixed in through cymbal rolls. It's a thing that's called Thermopylae.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this evening we're pretty thrilled about a thing. I don't know whether the guy himself is as happy as we are about this particular incident, but I would like to say that it's great this evening to welcome back into the organization the trumpet player that did so much for us and did so much for placing himself in the halls of fame of the world of jazz. Maynard Ferguson is here this evening, and Maynard, I did want to acknowledge your presence and have you say hello.
Well, hello, Stan, and hello, everybody.
Well, thank you, Maynard. You know, we won't take time here, Maynard, to go into all of the details with the problems, of course, with you and your own orchestra. We've discussed them at length, and I think that this is neither the time nor the place. I'll just simply say this, that I know the problems are tremendous, and I'm glad that we'll say that the moment your loss happened to turn out to be our gain, because we're thrilled to have you back.
Well, thank you, Stan. That's wonderful, and it's no punishment to be back, believe me.
Well, thank you very much. You know, Maynard, we, I think, have a problem to confront, and we should confront it, and I think we should probably explain it something like this. You know, of all the jazz purists around the country, and there are many, they believe that Maynard Ferguson is strictly an exhibitionist and a guy that has made a great name by blowing sensational high trumpets. And I've been asked many times, can the guy really play trumpet? Can he hit anything below high C?
Yeah.
You think you can?
I've been getting a lot of that, too, Sam.
Have you?
Oh,
well, it's time, I think, that you prove that you know the horn from high C on down, so we're going to give you an assignment here this evening. We'd like to have you play a little bit of T for two, and will you promise, Maynard, that you will not hit anything above high C, because we're proving a point, you know.
Okay, Stan.
This is an improvised solo by Maynard Ferguson below high C. Stan Levy, here's the beat. One, two, three. Gary, while Maynard Ferguson's proving a point here, musically speaking, do you think that you can prove a point here?
I certainly can, Stan. NBC has brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception of modern music. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the Non-Commissioned Officers Club at Bowling Field Air Force Base in Washington, D.C. Our thanks to Colonel Roger Crow, Base Commander, Master Sergeant Jack Hanna for the courtesies received tonight. Next week, because of special convention coverage, our broadcast will be heard at a later time. Consult your local newspaper for the exact time in your vicinity. Join us next week then at a later time for another Stan Kenton concert in miniature with Modern America's Band of Music. This is Mac McGarry speaking.
Follow the campaign of the next president on NBC.